Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 18th of June. Starting off with Canadian Overseas, where you've seen a wonderful breakout here for the shares. We're in the run-up to also Golden Cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages. That tends to be the strongest point in the cycle, and that is certainly the case for Canadian at the moment. We're also approaching the initial target here, which was a January line of resistance up towards 0.32 pence. We could get up to that April 2019 resistance line at 0.4 pence as a best case scenario over the next week or two, one presumes. Stop loss on this at the moment back below 0.2 is about the best one can say, given that that was the initial peak in June and an old peak from last July. Next situation, which it always amuses me when I cover this, because there tends to be a negative article published on the company almost immediately afterwards. Let's see whether that happens again. Current situation on Cat and I is that we're looking to see really where the breakout line is here. I thought it could be around the 3 pence level, maybe a little bit higher than that. Maybe today's intraday peak around 3.5 pence is the resistance. But if we clear 3.5 pence, one would expect the shares to head higher, perhaps as high as 5 pence initially, and then up to the 10 pence area and more if the shares manage to gain traction after that. The other point to note, at least as far as today's price action is concerned, is that we're just heading into a golden cross between the 50 and 20-day moving averages, and that should and or could speed up the acceleration to the upside here. RSI there at 58, so that indicates that the stock is just getting underway rather than being overbought in any way at all. Stock which had an announcement today, which seemed to be quite encouraging, was Empire Metals. We had a spike up towards, 1.9 pence. The situation at the moment, though, is at least while the shares are above the 50-day line at 1.35 pence, the blue line there, we're still looking at the top of that rising trend channel from February, as high as 2.5 pence. A requested stock is next, European Metals. Here you can see that shares just breaking above they've broken above the 200-day moving average at 14 pence. Above that, we're in sort of a bullish kind of mode. In terms of what the upside could be, it looks as though we're heading somewhere towards, hopefully heading somewhere towards 30 to 35 pence area. That's the top of the rising trend channel I'm attempting to draw at the moment. That channel been in place since November. And as I said, the upside, we're looking for that to be valid while we hold above the 200-day line at 14 pence. Ideally, there's an end of week close back above the March peak at 6.35 pence. MediaZest been a difficult customer for the bulls, or at least those looking for recovery over the recent past. Many false breaks, we even had a bear trap below 0.02 as well. Currently on a path towards 0.07 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from January. And it's nice to see also the stock back above the 200-day moving average at 0.05 pence effectively. If we can get towards the 0.07 pence level, best case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months is as high as 0.14 or 0.15, which is that early 2019 resistance line projection. At this stage, really only back below 0.04 pence would really kill the idea of a lasting recovery for the stock. One of today's risers, which is worth having a look at, is Net Scientific. Here you can see that the shares have broken that near-term triangle area and broken above the 50-day moving average at 6.74 pence. Above the 50-day line, looking for 12 pence as an initial target. Obviously, it would be nice to see the shares hit 20 pence, which they did in April after that, but at least above 6.75. Up to 12 there for Net Scientific. Plenty of speculation regarding the next stock, which also took a while to get off the ground, Physiomics. Here you can see that we broke the May resistance line there at 5 pence yesterday, Nice close above it too. The initial upside here up to 8.5p, the top of that rising trend channel from April. And of course, the bonus would be a retest of April resistance up at 11p. But nice bear trap gap reversal for the end of May going into June. And that should provide lasting momentum on the upside. From memory, Stalfline has had a rather checkered past, or difficult history, let's say. Maybe that's more fair. But I thought it might be just worth seeing whether on this occasion we actually have a recovery that might have legs for the shares. Obviously, these days, you never know. Even the most long-term dog seems to have its day in 2020, and obviously things can be reversed too. We've broken the neckline there from the end of April at 34.75p. Above that, looking for further upside, perhaps as high as the top of the price channel that I'm drawing at the moment from February. So that's up towards 70p, which is also the area of the 200-day moving average. Just a final stock to have a look at today. We've got quite a good mix of stocks and sectors today. It's not all about COVID for a change. Verditech, nice to see the shares steadily making progress there since the break of the 200-day moving average around 3.5p in the middle of last month. A stock currently hugging the 20-day average at 4.99p, above at least the floor of that rising trend channel from January at 4.5p. We're looking for a target here up to 8p or even 9p at the top of that trend channel from the beginning of the year. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.